News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
700 Marines are being deployed to Los Angeles to support the National Guard troops that are there already protecting federal buildings, marking a major escalation in the military's role amid ongoing protests despite objections from California's Governor Gavin Newsom. And for more on this, I'm joined by Martha Kellner, the US correspondent for Sky News. Good morning to you, Martha. Day four, a little bit more peaceful in, LA than we've seen in the previous 3 days. But this is most definitely escalating into a very bitter political dispute. First of all, tell us, what are things like in LA currently on the ground?
Yeah, it's certainly more peaceful, quieter, a less significant presence of protesters on the streets than there was yesterday evening. It's nearly 11:15 now in Los Angeles. There are still a number of protesters on the streets in downtown LA, which has been the flashpoint for these protests. But it is really a sort of core of hardcore agitators that are now out there engaged in a standoff with police in a place called Little Tokyo, which is an area of downtown LA. Most people have heeded the warnings of police, who told them to leave that area, to go home or face arrest. So it is definitely calmer. But Los Angeles does still feel like a city on edge. It feels like these protests have the potential to continue for days now. You know, there are protests planned well into the weekend. We've also had the news, as you mentioned there, that President Trump has mobilised 700 Marines ready to deploy them. Already he's deployed 2,000 National Guard onto the streets, with an expected further 2,000 to arrive in the coming days. And lots of people think that that's a gross overreaction from the president, sort of a cynical political ploy.
Yeah, and that's where the political row, of course, has erupted, because California Governor Gavin Newsom and indeed the mayor of LA, Karen Bass, have both said that Trump is who is escalating this. In fact, Karen, I suppose Bass has gone quite far. She says, we are part of an experiment we didn't want to be part of. This idea that the federal government is going to go up against state government, this flies in the face of the American way to some extent. It's unusual, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost unprecedented. You know, usually the decision to deploy the National Guard is taken by the state governor, but Gavin Newsom has been very clear. He says that the troops, the military are not needed on the streets of LA, that this situation can be handled by local law enforcement. And Donald Trump has gone completely against that, and it's created this almighty political standoff between those two figures.
And it is. And California threatening to sue Trump, and suggestions from the Trump administration that Gavin Newsom, the governor of, I mean, it's extraordinary, of California, should be arrested.
Yeah, I'm not sure he was entirely serious in that suggestion that he should be arrested. But Gavin Newsom responded by posting on X that, you know, this was a really dangerous time for America. He and Karen Bass, the LA mayor, have said, you know, that they feel like they're part of an experiment, that Donald Trump is deliberately agitating this situation by bringing in the troops. So, you know, it is a bizarre situation. LA is a place which is known for protests. You know, the Black Lives Matter protests here, the protests in the early 1990s as well, the LA riots then. This is more unusual because of Donald Trump's role in it.
Yeah, apparently what he's using, Donald Trump, the law he's using to bring in the Marines, is one that allows for the military to be deployed if there is a risk of rebellion or a danger of rebellion against the authority of the government of the United States. But it's hard to categorize a couple of hundred people out on the streets as an actual uprising or, you know, an insurgency or a rebellion.
Yeah, listen, you know, there were violent scenes in downtown LA last night. I was there. I saw people setting cars on fire. I saw people throwing traffic cones into the flames. I saw someone driving a motorcycle towards police officers. I didn't see anything that local law enforcement in the vast numbers that LA and the wider district has wouldn't be able to handle. I didn't see anything that would justify bringing in 4,000 National Guard troops and 700 Marines. You know, I think that would be hard to justify. But I'm sure Donald Trump, you know, will continue to say this is about restoring law and order to Los Angeles. He's described it as a city that's being invaded and occupied. So I think there's definitely, you know, a grim rhetoric around all this.
Yeah, extraordinary rhetoric. Thank you very much for joining us, Martha. That is Martha Kellner there, the US correspondent for Sky News.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.